I'm worried. I'm so worried about him. Dr. Jekyll. Something's wrong, and he won't tell me what it is. I wish he would. He always tells me everything. But I don't know. I thought he trusted me completely. I don't know what I thought. I've only been here 9 months, but I've grown close to him. He's a good man. He's caring and generous. He's brilliant. Truly brilliant. But he's tortured. A few years ago, he was in an accident in his lab. It was a fire. And he was burned over his chest and his shoulder, down his side and stomach, to his leg. He walks with a limp now. Has to use a cane. I came to work for him because he needed an assistant. In his lab, he needed somebody to keep things organized and make it easier for him to do his research and his experiments. It was supposed to be temporary. I didn't mean to get attached. But I find that I care about him more and more every day. But lately, things are different. He's becoming withdrawn, distant. And I'm worried. And then, a few days ago, he started working at night. He always did, but this time, he won't let anyone in the lab with him. Locks the doors and closes the shutters. Tells us all to leave him alone. But I hear things. Strange sounds. Loud bangs and glass breaking and what sounds like chains rattling. And then the screaming started last night. This terrible wail. It got louder and then it got deeper and more violent and animal-like and I looked out the window. All the lights were on. I swear to you, they were. But when the screaming ended, everything went silent. And everything went dark. I'm worried. 'Cause the doctor said that an old friend of his is coming to stay for a few weeks. He said his name was Mr. Hyde. But I've never heard of him. And I thought the doctor told me everything.